If you are considering making some changes in your business, or you're thinking about going into business, one of the questions that you have to ask yourself is, are you thinking about giving, teaching, or transforming? Those three things are very, very different. We're going to talk about them today, because if you haven't been able to answer this question well, you might want to pause on what you're doing till you really understand the difference. We're going to be talking about it today, so I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while, because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world. While you are on this side of heaven, to help you in those three areas, live your best life so that we can be pleasing in God's sight, and we can help those that God has given us a voice over to be able to help. I hope that today's episode, you will get something out of it, because we're talking about something that I think is very, very important for us in the area of finances. Because again, one of the primary people that I'm talking to are female business owners that want a little something from a believer, right? So as usual, thank you so much for joining me, being with me, helping the sister spread the good news in the ways that we can. Thank you for those who are helping with the donations. It is not in vain. I thank you so much. And we're going to just keep going. So today we're talking about asking yourself, are you giving, teaching, or transforming? There is an incredible, incredible difference with these three areas. An absolute incredible difference. And I don't think that all the time we are going into business or trying to have a side hustle or just make some extra income and have a really good idea about which place we're going, right? And it is my job, as I'm here, to be able to help you through that. So one of the things, before we even get really deep into this topic, one of the things I want you thinking about first is how you are trying to make an impact. And what I mean by that is what? So let me say it in a different way. That's probably not a good way to say it. I'm going to say it like this. Oftentimes we are going into business and we are going into business to help the less fortunate, right? Many of us have a philanthropic heart. I've talked about this before, and we bleed to want to help people, right? We want to help, you know, if you've been a single mom, you want to help single moms. If you were a teen mom, you want to sometimes help teen moms. You want to help, you know, if you were in foster care, you want to help those transition out of there. If you have a heart to give, you want to give to the needy, give to the poor, give to the less fortunate, right? You just want to do some things to be able to help people that are not in some so good, you know, just in some not so good places, right? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, except when you have to understand, with the people that you want to help, that you have a heart to help, not only from your perspective are you trying to give, teach, or transform, but what is almost more important is, do they want you to give them, teach them, or transform them, right? Because sometimes the very people that you want to help, the very people that you want to start a nonprofit with, the very people that you want to give your time, your talent, or your tent to, is just in a place where they want to be fed a fish. They don't want to be taught, and they don't want to be transformed. They are okay with being in that particular place. And actually, I'm actually going to say it a little bit differently, because that can come off kind of curt, right? So it's not that oftentimes people don't want to be taught or transformed. It's that sometimes we've either lived a life where giving or receiving in a particular way and needing to receive again and receive again is what we've always been. And perhaps we just don't aspire to anything different. We're okay in that place. We are comfortable or complacent in that place. And or maybe we have so many other things that we are responsible for doing that trying to get out of that place of just receiving is daunting. And so as a result, people are not in a place to be taught something different or in a place to be transformed. And sometimes what ends up happening is people are just not hearing from folks that are trying to teach them something, right? I'm thinking about some of the different philanthropic events we have at my church. And, you know, we're doing some back to school stuff and we're doing some, you know, Change Mart, you know, for Christmas and, you know, different events like that. And those events are specifically about serving the community, giving. We might put a, you know, we might, you know, have, you know, some conversations with some, which actually we do with them about, you know, coming to the church, you know, maybe, you know, coming to visit us for the church. We put, you know, different flyers in their backpacks or whatever supplies that they're getting or what have you. But the events are more about serving the community, right? And the community, whether it's the same people year after year, it's still about giving, right? It's not there for teaching. And that's one of the reasons why we invite them to church, you know, so that they can be taught something different, right? And that's just an example. A lot of nonprofit organizations do that. A lot of, you know, fraternal and sorority, fraternal organizations, I could just lump everybody there, do the same sorts of things. A lot of different organizations, you know, world organizations, that international organizations, local organizations do a lot of things like that to just give people things. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And then some of them are also trying, I'm thinking of women's shelters where they're not only trying to give women and or their children a place to live, but also be able to get them some skill sets, maybe a job, maybe, you know, some counseling if they need it, you know, just being able to give them more support than just a place to stay, right? While a place to stay is, for some, can be everything. I have been homeless. I've never said that to people publicly, but I have been home. I was homeless in college a couple of times. Let that sink in. And I, you know, it's a different type of homeless. Yes, I've slept in my car before, but it's a different type because I wasn't on the street. And you know, that there, you know, not to even get in that, but just to say that we don't always know people's situations, and some organizations are there to do more than just give people a place to stay. And so what I'm getting at is that if you are wanting to give, I think it's important to decide or to understand if you are simply giving, or if you are also giving while teaching, or if you're also trying to transform. And you have to think about if the people or the groups or whomever you're trying to give to, if it's a service-oriented business, are they ready to receive it in the way that you're trying to give? Because there can be a great, great disconnect. There are so many people that have started businesses where it was something that they overcame. So they wanted to put, you know, run a business on it, or it was something that they did and they wanted to start a business with it. And sometimes it's the people that you want to help. They're just not willing to pay for the services that you're trying to offer, right? They're just not. And the sooner you get to realizing that, the faster you can get to understanding if your business is viable. And I'm going to tell you something that'll help you out real quick is find a mentor that'll really help you, that has done it, that have seen a lot, and you can get some information from them, you know, because sometimes we're just hard-headed about some things. Oh, you know, I'm still going to do this. Knock yourself out. But my goal is to be able to just help you to have an understanding. So the three different areas you have to think about is, are you giving, are you teaching, or are you trying to transform? Then the next thing you want to think about is what you're giving, is it free? Is there a fee? Or another word I like to say, is it an investment, right? Because the higher up you go on that scale, let's just look at that as a scale of giving, teaching, and transforming being the highest. And then you think of free, fee, and investment being the highest, right? You can kind of see the correlations right now. Sometimes giving is free, teaching there's a fee, investing, if you want to transform, there's an investment. And it's just a clean way to help you think about what it is that you want to do, right? And is what you have to give in which of those areas? Is it for the people that you just want to give to? Is it for the people that you just want to teach something to? Or is it for people who are trying to transform? Because oftentimes transforming people or people that are transformed are those that can then go out and do some giving, teaching, and transforming. That's something I wanted to spend for you there. It's so important. And is there anything wrong with any of those areas? No, absolutely not. Sometimes even those that are in the transformation business do parts of what they have to do for free, right? You might have a two-day, three-day boot camp where you are giving away free information because at the end you're going to pitch a transformation academy or transformation type thing, right? Or you're gonna position yourself to be able to teach something where it might be less of you, but maybe a more DIY do-it-yourself where they're going to get access to courses or what have you. But even with any of that, whenever, and again, I'm always coming from the slant of you using your intellectual property to do something. But even if you're writing, you know, you're writing for a nonprofit and you're trying to do something, you still have to think about it in that way, because even nonprofits, you might be deciding that there might be a for-profit arm of your nonprofit. And if you're not familiar with that, I encourage you to look it up. So first, we're talking about giving, teaching, and transforming. Then we're talking about whether it's free, fee, or an investment. And also, that also can help you with your time, right? Right? Because if you are trying to help people transform, then even you are going to have to invest more in what you are trying to help people with. You're going to have a stronger skill set. You should not be teaching something that you could just get on the internet, right? If somebody can do a Google search and find what you're teaching, then you're going to have to go back to the drawing board, especially when you're talking about making investment type money. And I'm going to say investment type money is four figures, at least $2,500 going up. It can be $1,000, but generally it's at least in the four to five, six plus figure range when you're talking about investment. The next thing that we are talking about, if you're looking at this, is you have to have a very good idea if who you're trying to help are people that you just want to help. Do they want help, or are they ready for a change? Now, you see how I'm trying to craft this? I'm trying to kind of put it in different levels for you, because those that you want to help, you can do a lot of things free for, right? That you just want to give, you just want to be able to, you know, support people, you know, help to feed the hungry, do things like that. And there's absolutely, I'm telling you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We need people in this world in all of these areas, based on where you are, based on where you live geographically, based on what God has put on your heart. There has to be people out there that are just willing to give people fish, just willing to help people, just willing to be, you know, at an open arm or giving hand to those that are in need. And so just have an understanding that this is what I'm called to do. And I just want to be able to help. I want to be able to serve. I want to be able to give. I don't need to charge any money because that's not what God has told me to do. Right. And again, that's absolutely okay. But then if you are looking at people who want help, right? And oftentimes if it's people that want help, they are looking for the help. They are, because you're going to just spend a lot of money if you're trying to convince people that they need help. You know, first you got to help them to know that, hey, look up, you need help. But if people aren't ready to get help and you're trying to sell to that person, you may as well throw your money on the ground, because that's really what's happening. Listen, I'm not even taking that back. It's just the truth. It's absolutely just the truth. So you want to be not trying to swim upstream with what it is you're trying to do with business. And you want to be dealing with people who at least want the help in some way or fashion. They at least want to listen to what it is you're saying. There's a, in the, in the marketing world or in the, you know, self-help arena, there's this phrase called tire kickers, and it's probably in more than just that arena, but I'm just saying that right now. So they're tire kickers, and that means that they just want free information. These are the people that are going to keep searching to try to patch it together. They're going to go to YouTube, that are going to they want it free 99, and that's just what they're going to do. And if you are, again, in this place where you're trying to help people, at some point you have to separate the players from the spectators. You have to separate the tire kickers or the people that want help, and you have to put it out there. Now watch this. Unless you're just grossly overpriced, put a price on it. Put a price on it, because it's about your value and your worth, right? You can give out as much free information as you can, but when you're talking about giving of your time, of people getting connected with you, charge a fee for it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. God, the Bible says that our gifts will make room for us, right? And so put your gift out there. There's some people that have this breakdown about charging people and, you know, people not being able to afford it. The people that want the help are willing to pay. And that's even more true for the people in the third category that are ready for a change. They're going to be the ones that really are ready for the transformation. They're going to be the ones that will put investment money on there. They're going to be the ones that are saying, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want to do something different for myself and in my life, right? They're going to be the ones that are going to do that. And so it's so important for you to be thinking about that. So let's do a quick recap. I'm talking about understanding, and you should be able to write this down or be able to articulate this, that are you trying to give, teach, or transform? Are you trying to do a free fee, or do you want an investment, right? Again, you can do, even if you're doing, you want to people to have an investment, you can, in a lot of respects, especially if it's an investment, you can have a level where there's free, but you are going to pitch that fee or that investment part, and there's nothing wrong with that. You have to ask yourself, is this that you are trying to do something that you want to do to help? Is it something that people want help with? Or are you dealing with people who are absolutely positively ready for a change? They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're saying, I want to do something different with my life, and I am ready to pay for it. And I'm going to tell you guys what, if you are ready to really do some things differently, I'm going to tell you the shortest, quickest way is to get people that are helping you to transform your business. People that are coaching, that are good, that have the receipts, that have the people that you can talk to do some recon. Don't make emotional decisions, but have the people that you can listen to their testimonials and get some good information from, right? That can really, really, really help you. Because I'm telling you, that is going to cut your time down tremendously. It's going to cut your workload down tremendously. It's going to help to propel your business forward. And I remember one of the things that I've heard my pastor say when he goes out into the marketplace and does work is that he said, you know, I've paid for the masterminds. I've paid for them, and I took the best of the best along with some information that I had, and I recreated what I need to recreate. There's nothing wrong with that. But did you hear what he said? He invested first, right? And so I love those of us who are willing to invest in ourselves. If you're not in a place where you can invest the way you would like to, save up. There's going to have to be some sacrifices made. There's going to have to be some, you know, food that you can't eat all the time, or some Starbucks that you can't drink, or some shopping that you can't do, or whatever it is. Cut off some subscriptions, whatever it is, because it's about investing in ourselves. And if we begin to do the work to invest in ourselves, which means we will eventually be able to invest in other people through our business, I think we will be heading in the right direction. And I absolutely think that God will be glorified. I absolutely hope that there was something that I said today in this podcast that has helped you, and that will help you to rethink some of the things that you're doing with your business to help you to move forward. Because I'm telling you, if you answer these questions correctly in whatever it is that you're doing, I think it's going to help you to get farther along your path than you may have otherwise gotten to. So I'm thanking you guys for listening, and I pray that I see you guys in the next episode. Take care. God bless. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.